cash fed cattle traded lower on Wednesday. U.S. consumers' dramatic shift to online grocery buying continues a year into the pandemic, according to recent research. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 29th of April. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was moderate on moderate demand in the Texas Panhandle and Nebraska through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live prices in the Texas Panhandle were $1 to $2 lower than the previous week at $118 to $119 a hundredweight. Live sales in Nebraska were $2 to $3 lower at $119 to $120. Dress trade there was $1 to $4 lower at $188 to $191. Elsewhere, trade was slow on light demand with too few transactions to trend. So far this week, live sales in Kansas are $2 lower at $118 to $119, and they're $3 to $4 lower in Colorado at $119. In the Western Corn Belt last week, live prices were at $120 to $123 and dress prices were at $192. Cattle feeders offered 3,231 head, 19 lots, in Central Stockyards weekly fed cattle exchange auction. Of those, just 287 head, 3 lots sold, all from Texas and all on a live weight basis. The price was $119 a hundredweight for 2 lots of steers and $117.75 for a lot of heifers. Lower cash prices and less packer processing than expected recently helped pressure cattle futures Wednesday, despite softer corn futures and oversold conditions. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.04 lower, except for 57 cents higher in spot April. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.25 lower, from 32 cents lower at the front to $1.72 lower at the back. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.51 higher Wednesday afternoon at $292.50 a hundredweight. Select, though, was 53 cents lower at $279. Corn futures closed 9 to 15 cents lower through SEP of 22 and then 4 to 6 cents lower. Soybean futures closed mostly 13 to 14 cents lower through August of 22, except for 15 cents higher in spot May, and then mostly 7 cents lower. Where trends were available, calves and feeder cattle sold mainly lower, but firmed in some cases at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers and heifers sold $2 to $4 lower at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves sold $5 to $8 lower in a light test. There are 6,388 head on offer across both days. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, steers weighing 650 to 900 pounds sold mostly steady, with instances of up to $2 higher for steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds. However, steers weighing 850 to 900 pounds and 901 to 950 pounds sold $3 to $5 lower. Heifers weighing 600 to 700 pounds and 750 to 800 pounds sold $3 to $5 lower. There are 4,644 head on offer. Steers weighing 725 to 1,000 pounds sold $1 to $3 lower at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, where there are 2,144 head. But steers weighing 600 to 725 pounds sold $3 to $4 higher. Feeder heifers weighing 650 to 850 sold steady to $2 lower, but $1 to $2 higher at 500 to 600 pounds. Finally, compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing less than 700 pounds sold mostly $10 to $14 lower at Bloomfield Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing more than 700 pounds sold $10 to $13 lower. Heifer calves weighing less than 700 pounds sold sharply lower, and then $4 to $9 lower at heavier weights. There are 1,778 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Wednesday. Primary pressure seemed linked to inflation worries, with the Federal Reserve issuing a statement that it will maintain the current lending rate and its accommodative monetary stance as the nation's economy and employment strengthen. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 164 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 3 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 39 points. A year since COVID-19 changed how we live, work, and shop, online grocery demonstrates continued strength and impressive staying power, says David Bishop, a partner with Brick Meets Click. He explains the monthly active user base remains robust, average order values are at similarly elevated levels, and order frequency has increased. There were $9.3 billion in online grocery market sales during March, with 69 million households placing an average of 2.8 online orders, according to the Brick Meets Click Mercatus Grocery Shopping Survey. Sales were 43% more year over year. According to Sylvain Perrier, Mercatus president and CEO, over the last 12 months, consumers' dramatic shift to online grocery shopping has solidified, with curbside pickup attracting the largest share of monthly shoppers at 53% compared to ship-to-home and delivery. In fact, he explains, pickup continues to have stronger consumer demand across all market types compared to delivery. He adds that those brick-and-mortar chains that invested in optimizing pickup services likely will continue to benefit from the high repeat interest rate as indicated in the data. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 29th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.